This is awesome. A supernatural fanfic written by Somnolent Blue, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG, contains the pairing Sam Dean, and requires the following backstory. After season 5, episode 22, there was the Winchester version of a captcha followed by a big hug. Then there was some angst as they dealt with all the fallout. This is the start of the happy ending curtain fic part, when they've more or less settled into one area and been taken care of minor local haunts. They're still in short-term rentals and motels, but they'll figure out soon that maybe it's time to look for longer-term accommodations. Ever since he'd come back, Sam had been acting like a 13-year-old girl with her first kitten. Okay, Dean had teased him about being a big girl before it had all gone to hell, but he never actually, you know, thought Sam was a girl. Teasing Sam was just part of the natural order of the universe. This was not the natural order of the universe. This was just wrong. And Dean had survived an apocalypse, meeting his mother while she was pregnant with him, and seeing himself turn into a grumpy bastard who didn't take care of the Impala. He knew wrongness. There were small touches on the back of his neck, quick pecks when Sam entered or left the room, and giant sock-clad feet in Dean's lap when they watched TV. Throwing popcorn or beer caps only led to Sam jabbing his poor, sensitive stomach with Sam's ridiculously pointy toes. It was just awesome. But this was new. "Sam," he said, waiting patiently while Sam peered at the window display at the secondhand bookshop. Not that he had much of a choice about the waiting. Given that it was sort of hard to wander off to a coffee shop to wait when tethered to Mr. Immovable Object. Sam sort of hmmed at him, and Dean tried again, pitching his voice a bit lower and trying to sound more authoritative. "Sam!" Sam absently replied, "Just a minute, Dean." And Dean knew an automatic response when he saw one. Fine. Trying to be bossy never had been the approach to take with Sam. Really, all you could do was wait him out. Unfortunately, that was like trying to win a staring contest with a cat. It could happen, but the odds weren't in your favor. Still, Dean was determined. He started to hum. Motorhead segued into Zeppelin. Sam ignored him. Finally, Sam finished gazing in lust at the new books on display and flashed Dean a smile. "Thanks for waiting," he said. "First, I'm sure Teresa will let you in first thing tomorrow so that you can buy whatever it was that made your heart go pitter-pat. Second, it's not like I had much of a choice." Sam looked at him with that freaky patient expression he'd acquired somewhere between falling into the pit and climbing back out. Dean supposed outlasting the devil, or talking him down, or whatever it was that had happened between Kansas and Indiana, would leave someone with a freakish amount of patience. But he still didn't care to have that look pointed at him. It was worse than when Sam was 5 and wanted the damn Thundercat sword. "Dean," Sam said, "you could have gone to the coffee shop at any time. I wasn't stopping you." "It's kind of hard to wander off with a gigantic glowworm attached to my hand." The faint glow Sam had acquired with the freaky expression of patience, now that Dean could deal with. Granted, it kept them out of some of the more interesting hunts. Hard to be stealthy when there was glowing in the dark involved. But it meant Sam never switched on a lamp and woke Dean up at night. Calling Sam Glowboy was just a bonus. "Dean, you could have let go." With that bit of logic, which Dean would wake up at 3 in the damn morning with an answer for, Sam started walking down the sidewalk toward the coffee shop and sweet caffeinated bliss. Dean, given that his hand was still attached to Sam's, followed. After they had settled down into one of the outdoor seats, where Sam read the paper and Dean watched people wander by, and they both drank their coffee, Dean tried again. "Sam," he said. Sam looked up. "What's with the hand-holding, dude?" Sam shrugged. "I like it. I'm here, you're here, and we both actually have our bodies back." He went back to filling in the crossword puzzle. "Huh. Okay, Dean couldn't really argue with that." He let his boot nudge Sam's sneaker under the table and went back to people watching. It was, perhaps, kind of awesome. The end.